Schneer dictating a free and public sperm dilators spirometry report on Lynette Watson. This goes to Dr. Snyder on 9/13/22. Mrs. Watson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There was a severe impairment in flow rates with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FVR 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 6/15/22, there's been no significant change period. Dependent compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospasmic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Richard Edwards. This goes to Dr. Price. On 9/13/22, Mr. Edwards performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction, no bronchoreactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/8/22, there's been no change period. Compared to compression, normal study. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Gregson. This goes to Dr. Wood. On 9/13/22, Mr. Gregson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired. And there was a minimal impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FVF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators. Compared to a prior study dated 3/8/22, there's been no significant change period, diaphragm compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Dave McDonald. This goes to Brian Monroe, comma, PA. On 9/13/22, Mr. McDonald performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction period. There was a poor effort after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/3/22, there's been no change period. The paragraph impression normal study. Next is a 6-minute walk test on Gail Lippincott. This goes to Dr. Lee Vaughan. On 9/13/22, Mrs. Lippincott performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 93%, period. After walking 351 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 91%, period. A paragraph impression, mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Charlotte Williams. This goes to Dr. Kramer. On 9/13/22, Mrs. Williams performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 5/4/22, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Lois Smith. This goes to Dr. Partis. On 9/13/22, Mrs. Smith performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a mild degree of airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was minimal improvement period. Paragraph impression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospasm component, period. Thank you.